One more time, John. This is the fun part of your week. You know
it. Absolutely, it's true.
Let's do it.
Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for Microsoft Imagine Cup.
And I'm Golan Zalabegi, technical evangelist here on the Channel 9 team. And as you can see, we are not in our normal studio and we're not traveling around Seattle.
No, technically I think we're actually in the Channel 9 bomb shelter at this point.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Because someone set us up the bomb. And that noise you hear, what is that strange, like, whoa, kind of noise in the background?
Well, it is our Folsom TriCaster and about six PCs, really complicated gizmos and gadgets that operate this whole studio.
Okay.
And usually in our old studio, they were in the control room and the studio was separate, a wall, soundproof, glass, everything's just blocking the noise. Here, we're right next to the equipment, so we're just gonna pick up all the noise.
Got it.
So just ignore it. Ignore that.
Scott.
Yeah, but we'll be back in our normal space in January.
In January,
yes.
Okay.
2014.
That'll be slick. Until then, here we are in the bomb shelter. So what have you been up to lately?
Good? We had the Visual Studio Live event last week.
Oh, really? Excellent.
Yeah. 93 sessions are on Channel 9.
Good
we
Lord.
Recorded like 10, but the other 80 were pre-recorded, but the live event itself was a total of like 10 or 15 sessions.
That's awesome.
Really good, like Q&A live, questions came in. Mm-hmm. Really exciting, really like cool stuff is going on in Visual Studio 2013.
We have some Visual Studio stuff to talk about later
nice.
In the show, actually.
Right.
But
what have
first,
you been up to?
Well, you know, last week I was out of town again. I took off for California, Silicon Valley.
Nice.
And I went to the Tech Awards, which is a program of the Tech Museum in San Jose, California.
You went to this last year, didn't you?
I did. One of our first episodes I talked about this. Yeah.
Here we are. I listen. I pay attention.
It's been a year.
Yeah, I remember from last year.
Of course you do.
All right, what'd you do over there?
So the Tech Museum is a technology and science museum in Silicon Valley. And for the 13 years now, they run the Tech Awards, which is honoring nonprofits and corporations that have done great things for people's health, education, the environment, et cetera, for products that they've shipped, had a real impact already in the world. The tech picks out the best projects and honors them at this event every year.
Is it a little trophy, a little
trophy, $50,000 or $75,000, I think.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's pictures.
It's pretty great. Yeah,
yeah.
It's
dinner?
Deluxe. Dinner. Nice. It's a it's formal wear. It's a very fancy
very
thing.
Cool.
There's hundreds of Silicon Valley venture capitalists and stuff there, and it's all
the
very
room was full of like millionaires. Like
oh yeah,
the room was probably worth $1 billion.
They did a fundraising thing at one point for the Tech Museum for their education programs for kids in the area, and it was based on text messages. Like you text them like I'm donating $50 or whatever, and they raised $100,000 in about 90 seconds.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
People broke out their phones and like, here's $100,000. It was very impressive.
In 90 seconds.
In 90 seconds, yeah. It was amazing.
Here's my life savings that I will never
that's
have.
That's right.
That's
exactly.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah, and we were there because we brought out a special guest for the Tech Awards this week, Anna Faraj, who is our first place winner in world citizenship at St. Petersburg, Russia last July at our world finals. So Anna is a team of one. She's awesome. Her project is a rapid field blood typing device with a Windows phone or tablet add-on. In about 3 minutes, you can take a blood sample and determine if someone is A negative, B positive, O negative, et cetera, right there in the field. It's very quick, very easy to do, and it's a great project. And so,
do you know your blood type, John?
I have not the faintest idea, actually.
Yeah, me neither. So we probably need her to come here with her Windows phone and
I
help
believe
us
so.
Out.
Yes, that's correct. There's an app for that, as it turns out.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
So we brought Anna to California to spend the week at the Tech Museum with all the other all the nominees who are for the Tech Awards this year. Because those folks go there and they spend a week as the guests of the Tech Museum, and they do workshops, they do business networking, they do fancy dinners at Silicon Valley, movers and shakers. And Anna got to be their special guest and go to all those events and spend the entire week down there. And she had an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, she and I then were at the reception for the event, and she demoed her project right there in the hall for 2 hours nonstop to all kinds of Silicon Valley folks. And I talked to her about it, and here's what she had to say.
Hello, I am Anna Faraj. I am from Portugal, and I am the winner of the World Citizenship Competition. Imagine Cup is an amazing competition where you can find good projects that help people making their dreams a reality. In Imagine Cup, you can see the power of the technology and how it makes this world better. I really will never forget Imagine Cup. It changed my life and could change yours.
So tell us what you've done this week at the Tech Awards.
I do a lot of things, like participate in workshops with laureates. The workshops were very productive, like explore the power of your voice and business networking to help me with my future solution. And I really learned about a lot with the laureates. Their experiences inspired me.
So what happens next for you and your project?
In the moment I am finishing my PhD, so the next step will be put this system in the market near as possible.
Yeah, it was pretty great. She had an amazing time.
Anna's really cool.
She is very
cool. I remember
cool.
At the award ceremony, I saw her go up and I was like, what? Team of one? First place? I was blown away. I was like, I want to be you.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so Anna's getting her.
You want to be her too,
don't you? I do. That'd be awesome, actually.
That's cool.
And Anna's getting her her PhD right now. She's finishing school.
Wow.
And still working away on her project.
Very
and
cool.
So, awesome experience. Great week at the Tech Awards. And the applications for the Tech Awards next year open in January. So I'm thinking that some of our past Imagine Cup competitors who've now moved on with their project and have you know maybe deployed some of that stuff, we're going to be talking to them about applying for the Tech Awards next year.
Very cool.
Should be awesome.
All right, what's next?
So you mentioned Visual Studio. We had a big launch last week at Microsoft for Visual Studio 2013, Visual Studio Online. And so Visual Studio Online partnered up with Imagine Cup to create the Visual Studio Online Boost. And the way this works is that Visual Studio Online is the new cloud-based component for Visual Studio. Mm-hmm. And this does things like you're managing your backlog, your tasks, your sprint management, bug tracking, all kinds of great stuff from any web browser. Mm-hmm. So whether you're on your phone, your laptop, a computer at work, in a computer lab or something, in your school, anywhere you go, you always have your project with you and your whole state of what's going on with your team right there in front of your
It's a really
browser.
Good app for a group of people who need to communicate. People were always, before Visual Studio Online, I think it was called Team Foundation Service, people were always like, how did we live before this?
Yeah.
Like, how did we collaborate? Would you do it on the whiteboard or have post-it notes everywhere?
Yeah.
So now it's all really organized.
Yeah.
It's just like how I don't know how I lived before PCs.
Yeah,
I don't know how your youth was.
We actually we use Visual Studio Online at Imagine Cup every day for our website.
Cool.
So it's a great
program.
Oh yeah,
Channel 9 uses it too. Actually,
yeah.
Everyone's using this. That's really cool. Yeah,
it's great.
So
and also,
students use it. What
they
happens?
Do, and in fact, it's free.
Oh yeah.
Because Visual Studio, if you're a student, you can get Visual Studio Professional right now from Microsoft DreamSpark at dreamspark.com. Log in there. You can download Visual Studio. And then if you go to visualstudioonline.com, you can use their service for free for up to 5 people. And since an Imagine Cup team is 4 people, you've got free Visual Studio Online for your Imagine Cup project.
And give it to an extra friend.
That's right. Well, or like a mentor, a friend's going to help
or
out,
gold
whatever.
Us.
Or gold.
I have like a whole bunch of keys to Visual Studio Pro and Visual Studio Online.
That's
Look
right.
at me swimming in my product keys.
You can be the bug tracker.
That's cool. So Visual Studio Pro.
So they can get Visual Studio Professional or Ultimate.
Wow.
Is available to students at no cost from DreamSpark. And Visual Studio Online, their cloud service, is free for teams up to 5 people. So please check it out. Our boost means that any World Semifinalist team who's advancing through the rounds next year is eligible to win an extra $1,000 just for using Visual Studio Online. So details are on our website. Please check it out. But grab yourself some Visual Studio, hook up Visual Studio Online, and start collaborating like never before.
You know, there's a whole bunch of series, too, on how they use this stuff on Channel 9.
There are.
Like
in
I've
fact,
set up 3 to 4 series
on
Visual Studio Online, how to use it.
Yep. In fact, if you go to our website, you'll find links to some of those episodes right there.
Cool.
It's awesome stuff.
All right.
So we also launched recently the Project Blueprint Challenge. This is a challenge where teams of students collaborate to build frankly, it's very simple. It's a 10-page Microsoft Word document where you propose your project to us. And we are looking for some very specific things. We have a template. You need to download and fill it out. So use the right template. And it has to be in English. Make sure you deal with that. But the Blueprint Challenge is all about your Imagine Cup project, what you want to make to wow the world. And there are some specific questions that you should consider as you work on your template project. So the questions are,
What's the concept?
Exactly.
All right.
What's your target audience? You know, who are you going after? It can't just be computer users, because, you know, duh. But, you know, what kind of people are
No easy
thing?
Answers.
That's right. Easy
we want
answers.
Complicated 10-page answers.
Darn tootin'.
All right.
We also want to know what you've learned from early feedback. It's very easy for a team to be isolated and just make their own project, not talk to anybody about it, you know, like naked mole rats
feedback,
in a maze.
Feedback.
But yeah, you get out there and talk to people. Even before you have software, just pitch your idea to them, talk to them about it, see what they say, get them feedback. It's really helpful. What's your competition for this project? So this is, you know, competing apps out there, other solutions in the landscape, what's that look like? Who are your user personas? Have you ever used user persona before?
My user persona?
Have you ever used a user persona before? This is probably a crazy idea.
No.
I'll tell you about this.
Ooh.
It's a made up person, like Tinkerbell or something, right? So you create a user persona that's your imaginary user.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the person who might use my project.
Okay.
And you actually, like, you name them, find a photograph online to represent them. Like, what's their age? Where do they live? Are
they
married?
That's creepy, but kind of cool.
Like, you work it all out because then, and you do a couple of them is represent different parts of your audience. And then as you're working on the project, you can always ask, like, is this important to Ted?
Nice.
Would Ted care about this feature that we're arguing about right now? Because if Ted doesn't care, and if, you know, Jamal doesn't care, then cut this feature. Mm-hmm. It's not important. So they really help you personify who your audience is.
Wow, that's really smart.
And then we ask about top user stories. Like, this is a kind of the beginnings of your product backlog. What are the big features for your project, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, your business model. Is it a freemium thing, a subscription thing? You're selling it as a partnership with an NGO or a charity? How's that going to work? So think about these questions. Check it out on our website for more information. And three teams in Games Innovation and World Citizenship, one apiece, will win $3,000. And the top 30 teams are all going to get feedback from Microsoft and our judges about how to take their project to the next level.
Wow. When's the deadline?
December 17th.
December 17th.
So get your stuff in, folks.
All right. Very cool. Is that a wrap?
That is a wrap.
Nice.
Yeah. The end.
So that's the end. Are we going to shoot in December?
Yes, I believe we are.
You're not going to give me some vacation
time? No, no, no. No rest for the goal now.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see you in December.
Yep, sounds good. And it's still with the wah in the background.
Yeah, let's end it with silence so everyone can hear it.